description on those different phases. If there comes, like, they tell us, like, what's more important in this building.
I am also going to believe that offline, unrelated to the Transportation Advisory Council, there's going to be dialogue between the fourth richest man in Missouri and the governor. And 86 is going to be on the menu. So I think realistically, we might as well prioritize the winner because that's how this is going to go. But beyond that, we just need to make sure.
So,
so we would be.
If you're doing the whole Highway 86 corridor, you know, the language right now, would you all like to add, like, to the airport language to this?
That eventually needs to happen.
You put a parentheses out there and say future airport connection.
Well, your language is there. If you go clear out to the far left or far right on your page, the airport language is there. So I don't know that you have to say much.
Yeah, because it says and to extend to the Branson Airport right now. So, so I think that, yeah, if.
And the second one will still be.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it says it extends to the Branson Airport. It's already there.
It is.
So for the location, right now we have 65 to Long Creek. Do we need to amend that?
What we're saying is keep it. And we can specify the interchange improvements and finishing the additional phases of 86 White.
And again, because that's the engineering, the phase that's under construction is four-lane. There's no reason from Jones Road to the bridge to four-lane it because there's only two lanes on the bridge. So it doesn't matter if you pipe it down there in six lanes, you can only get two across. So the three-lane acts much like a Super 2. It has grade climbing lanes, it has turn lanes, it has all of that kind of stuff. But there's no future for four-lane. That section of the road, or the highway.
So rank 86 as number one.
So, yeah, we would need a motion to move. Can we do it all in one? 86 to one and Forsyth to two. Can we do that one? No. Are you going to do them separate? Okay. Do we have a motion to move 86 corridor up to one for the Simcog
privatization
list? I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to move 86 corridor up to one on Simcog's list. Any discussion? See none. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. We have a motion for Forsyth capacity improvements.
Which one is it on the list here?
Number three.
Number three.
No, it's actually on the list. It would be the first page.
On the first page. So we're talking about it.
Right there at the bottom, grade. Three.
That would become number two.
Do we have a motion to move that, the Forsyth, the widening 160?
Angela, you good with that going to two, or do you think that's too high?
That's something that is considered already, but I think in 3 to 4 years, we can use the funding plan.
Okay, I'll make a motion to move the 160 Whiting through Forsyth to priority number two.
Motion, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Have a motion and a second to move the Forsyth, the 160 Whiting up to number two on the SIMCOG list. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion will carry. Three, Rick, would you want to still think the 76 Lake Shore Drive?
And put Whiting or upgrade on 65 to number three.
Well, yeah. The problem here is if Hollister moves up to number three, I feel a little disingenuous about that because we've got a lot already. So I don't know that getting ahead.
You know, it's probably more realistic than the freeway for 65 all the way.
Yeah, freeway for 65 is going to have its own lakes because it's going to get loads from Christian County and Green and Christian. So that'll have enough.
And on our list, not on the SIMCOG list, but on our list, the next one that would actually be fundable would be the Lake Shore Drive, Missouri 76 intersection. I think Rick was correct, and we definitely need to, whatever the third one, it needs to be something that's actually
fundable.
Yeah, there's no point having them up there if they don't qualify.
Lake Shore Drive where?
At the 76 and Lake Shore Drive intersection. Is it on the list?
It's number five on our list right now.
It's on the shaded second one, the okay. SIMCOG second one down.
Perfect.
So that'll become number three.
We have a motion to make the 76 and Lakeshore Drive. That's three.
Second.
SIMCOG list. Have a motion in the second. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion would carry.
Shreya, how far down do you need us to go?
So, I was hoping that you all would be able to prioritize all of the ones that do not have any prioritization unit, and if you would remove anything that's not in the state.
So, the tan ones is what you're talking about.
Yeah, there were a few that hadn't been
prioritized. Yeah, there would still be four, right? Because we've taken the top two, made them one and three.
Would it be possible for number eight to sit at four so next year I can fund some money and try to push eight for the intersection of Fall Creek all the way up? Anybody's been through that intersection, so no issues. It's the one that catches the tour buses on this weekend.
What in the
sit right underneath the three top priorities that you guys have, put 8th up to 4, and then I'll sit there for a year. Next year, hopefully something bumps, and I'll be in the situation to move about 165 at the intersection of Fall Creek for improvements.
You said number 8. Are you talking about our list or
SimCog's list?
The front page. You're going next to the bike.
You started downtown Branch Main Street. Is that what the one we're talking about?
No, intersection of Fall Creek and Route 165.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong number.
Intersection of Fall Creek.
Okay, I'm good.
Kind of confusing with 2 sheets. So.
Okay.
I'm confused usually with 1, so yeah. The 2 really throw.
Well, you're planning to give resources to that.
Yep. I'll move it on
that's
5-year and push some money there.
That's that 5-year plan that we hadn't looked at yet, that, but you've got that on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in budgeting process.
So it sounds like you got everything working in that direction. So. I'd make that motion to move number 8 on the or on that front list up to.
Okay. So we have a motion to move the number 8, the intersection of Fall Creek Road, up to number 4 on the SimCog list.
Yeah.
We have a second.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign, motion carried.
Sorry, so you would like 8 to be number 4?
Yes, ma'am.
One thing about the current number 4 in Hollister, we have all the capacity improvements designed, but we have the railroad bridge MoDOT and we have the Turkey Creek bridge MoDOT, and there's no use of three laning all this through because it's at 17 to 21,000 cars a day. It's way past the capacity for a two-lane road or a two-lane highway. The railroad bridge is in extremely bad shape. MoDOT has been to visit us. They've decided that it's probably still able to be patched, and there is absolutely no reason to repair that bridge in a two-lane configuration on a route that has to be three-lane at some point. Goes from a 60,000 car interchange to a roundabout that's doing 27,000 cars a day, and we have this little kind of goat path in between there. So at some point, but to put that in here isn't going to help us because there's too many anchors on it that it can't go. So we're going to have to do something on number 4 differently than the usual. We're going to have to get MoDOT to agree to do something with those bridges. And then once that's done, we'll pitch in and help make the rest of that happen. But right now, it doesn't merit being up too high. It just needs to stay on the list somewhere. So.
Is there any reason why the remaining items shouldn't just move down and number sequence be retained as is? What we need is the top 4.
Right, that might be a bad idea for now if we put the top 4, slow them down, and then maybe table a little bit of this until our next meeting.
Or more than the top.
Let everybody look.
2 or 3 at the meetings, the SimCog meetings. We've got our marching orders, what we need to focus on.
And then all of this is an extra, in my mind, is an exercise for SimCog to be able to move forward, but I'm going to ask that we leave our priorities, 76 and all that, as they stand now.
Yeah.
Amen.
The expressway, 76, all of those stay for us in-house the way they are now.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely don't think we adjust it.
Yeah.
But we need to get through this. And this is starting to look a lot like what the MoDOT thing looks like, and that takes a full day. I think
that's what I'm
we've been on it for 2 hours.
Yes.
We need to